Hello, the following is a demonstration of what you can expect to hear on the Oswestry Talkie newspaper memory stick.
We have six recording staff who work on a rota basis, and after introducing themselves, they tell you the date and number of the recording and also who's dealt with the distribution. They then introduce the names of the readers for that day.
You are then handed over to the readers, who introduce themselves, and a typical example of the news is as follows.
Well, the main headlines of the Tyser this week read, "We'll sort it," and the underlying headlines are, "Fed up with dangerous and unsightly town centre shops."
Oswestry Hill Fort is getting a lot of attention just at the moment, and this is the article about what's going on, followed by how you can help. Dedicated volunteers braved the cool temperatures last week.
Some Ellesmere news now. Leisure complex can't come quick enough. A multi-million pound leisure and housing complex.
There is approximately 1 hour's news taken from the Advertiser. And this is followed by an announcement of the deaths for that week, a track of birdsong, and then the team for that week sign off.
The technician reminds you there are further magazine items to follow, such as...
Announcements. A quick reminder that there is still scaffolding erected outside Gillam's on the High Street, so just be aware of that. Bygones. This week it's Pam Willing telling us about Chloran House, an imposing home with a rich history. Chloran House. Hello everyone, this is Helen here with items from the Shropshire magazine. This first item is by Shirley Tart, dedicated to those who care. It was tea time on Wednesday, so I went to a party.
Welcome to Journey, the thought for the week from Torch Trust. Today's thought is read to us by David Shepherd.
What's the best news you could ever have?
InfoSound. These are items downloaded from the Internet Weekly, and they deal with general information to those sight impaired, such as...
A new project called Sensing Culture that wants to help blind and partially sighted people to increase their independence when visiting heritage sites and museums has recently been launched, and the project runs until early 2018. Led by RNIB, with the support of a number of heritage organisations, they're aiming to train staff. Hands-free magnifiers are designed to enable the user to look through them while keeping their, yes, you've guessed it, hands-free. Suppliers like Optima Low Vision Services in Totnes in Devon and others sell these, and RNIB now markets one that has built-in illumination
and... And after the InfoSound information, we also include TED Talks. These are talks downloaded from the internet, and although TED stands for Technical Entertainment and Design, the talks cover a wide variety of subjects.
We say goodbye to indicate that you have reached the end of the recording and there are no new items available.